Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio.
And good Friday afternoon, morning, evening, wherever you are worldwide. We wish you the best. This is Jim Masters. You're listening to Close Up Talk Radio, and it's great to have you with us. It is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We've got a bit of a snowstorm here in the northeastern United States right now that's hitting the New York and the New England regions, dumping upwards of 17 inches of snow in some parts of Connecticut right now and southern New England. Hopefully you are safe and sound where you are, and if you're in the snow belt, just stay safe. We wish you the best here from Close Up Talk Radio. This too shall pass. Matter of fact, good day to stay inside and play with toys. And if you don't have toys to play with during snowstorms, well, guess what? We've got the connection. We've got the place where you can get some of the best toys known anywhere, all handcrafted, custom made, an incredible variety made right here in the United States by craftspeople, people who care, people who know exactly what the market is looking for, what families, what children love to play with, what parents and grandparents and guardians love to expose their children to but can't find in a lot of the other stores. We are very excited to welcome, for her extended series, back to Close Up Talk Radio for another exciting half hour. It's going to go by very fast. A tremendous, tremendous company, All American Toys. And you can find their website and check out and peruse the fabulous toys as we discuss this further. Again, it's a website that is beautifully built, very user-friendly, very easy to access, with fabulous descriptions and pictures, going over all the fabulous custom-made toys that come from some of the finest vendors in the United States that are carefully selected by Linda Gopperhart, who's enjoyed 38 years as an elementary school teacher in the Wisconsin school system. And her experience with children and her own daughter is what really gave Linda a sense of duty to enhancing the well-being of all youth. The idea of All American Toys came to Linda dating back to when, shopping for toys for her one-year-old daughter at the time, she just didn't find a lot of really good, safe, quality products out there. When you are shopping for the perfect toy for a child, there is much detail to look into. Some people just haphazardly buy toys, and sometimes you hear horrific stories that can happen with toys that break, and children can choke on components, and some have lead, and, you know, just a lot of things that we've been hearing about lately. So you want to make sure that the toy you have is not only enjoyed thoroughly by the child, but is safe and is durable. And for many consumers in today's fast-paced world, it's easy to overlook these basic checkpoints in toys. Well, Linda has taken all of that hassle out of your having to do that, and that's what's great about All American Toys. Again, check out the website right now as we welcome back Linda to the show, www.all-americantoys.com. Linda, great to welcome you back to our show. As we were saying just moments ago, we're getting the snowstorm here that you had the pleasure of getting just a few days ago, huh?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You couldn't have kept it there, huh?
We had enough.
I think that's what everybody is saying this winter time. We've all gone beyond what we need to see with it. we've been hit and hit and hit. So, like I said at the top, it's a good day to stay inside and play with some toys. And if they don't have good toys to do it with, well, then it's time to go to allamericantoys.com and scoop up some wonderful toys. Let's talk about, again, for our audience who may be tuning in, we may have a lot of new listeners today because of the snowstorm, there may be people that are checking us out on Close Up Talk Radio. Tell us a little bit about, again, the inspiration for AllAmericanToys.com and some of the reasons, again, why you wanted to build this company and give families exposure to some of the finest handcrafted toys made in our own country here in America.
Well, about the time I gained a little girl into my life, a 1.5-year-old girl, was the time when they had the big scare with all the lead poisoning in the paint from the products, toys from China. And so I didn't want that, so I, you know, went looking in the stores and thought, I'm going to get toys made in the United States because they have to meet much higher standards than they do in some of the foreign countries. Well, I couldn't find anything in the typical toy stores and Walmart and all of that, so I started researching online and stuff and looking, and finally, after about a year practically of searching and stuff, I found some manufacturers in this country that make their toys exclusively in this country, including all the component parts, so there's nothing foreign in them at all. And because they're made in this country, they're going to be safer because they're not going to have the toxins, and the lead and the cadmium. And they're going to be more durable because most of them are made of wood rather than the cheap plastic that breaks right away. And so they're going to also be something that is going to last for years and years, that could even be passed on down to their children and grandchildren even. And plus, it's going to help the American economy, put our workers to work rather than the Chinese workers.
Keep it right here and create American jobs, right? Sure, absolutely. American jobs. And again, there's also the ability to have checks and balances, too, because, again, the products are made here in America. You have the opportunity to have those checks and balances, which are really essential, right? I mean, it's an essential ingredient to have the opportunity, because you select what's on your website. You personally work with the vendors and have an opportunity to pre-screen the product before anything goes on your website. And that's an added advantage. Like we were saying at the top, you sort of pre-screen for the parent or grandparent, so it takes the hassle out of the purchase. Is this product going to be good, safe, durable, enjoyable? Are they going to learn from it? Are they going to have hours of enjoyment from it? You pretty much take all that guesswork out by really painstakingly select what is on AllAmericanToys.com. And you don't just take anything and throw it on there to generate a quick sale. You really want to have these products be things that are not only things that people want, but also have a purpose.
Right.
That's
and
very
important. Because I was in education for several years, I wanted a lot of the toys to have some educational value, even though the child may not know they're getting an educational or education while they're playing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they might not even realize that they are, which is good because, you know, oftentimes when a child thinks that they are, even if it's food, you know, if you tell the child, hey, eat it, it's good for you, some children are going to say, no, I don't want that. I want the sweets. But
right.
when you do it in a way or present it in a different way, it's a different, you know, the reaction is different. Sometimes,
right.
Yeah, sometimes, like for example, a real quick example I'll tell you from my own when it comes to food. I had I had an opportunity to try bison at one time, and that was from a market that was like a little deli market in New York, and I'd never had it before. So I had a burger, and it was made for me, and they said, here, try it. You really, really like it. So I said, really, bison? I've never had this before. I'm not going to try this. Though I do like to try a lot of different things. I was just not familiar with it at the time. Tried it, loved it, and made it for family, and when they came over, I didn't tell them what it was. I just said, "Oh, we're going to have hamburgers tonight, cheeseburgers, whatever, and something quick." So everybody's eating, loving it, not knowing that they're having bison, which is very good, very lean, and it was funny because they said they would never have eaten it if they knew in advance, but they loved it, and now they're sold on it, and they've been getting it themselves and doing it themselves. So sometimes, it's similar as far as not coming right out and saying it directly to the child. They'll just get the enjoyment out of it, but they're learning underneath.
Right.
Very important. Now that I've just made myself very hungry, if you were closer, we'd go to lunch, Linda.
Yeah.
So when it comes to product safety, what should shoppers be really looking for? A lot of times everybody's busy, so they don't even know what to look for. They're in the store, the child is screaming for the toy. Okay, let me get to the toy. Go in the room and play with it. Some parents will say, go in the corner and just play with it yourself and use it to entertain the kid. But there really should be a little more thought going into the purchase of a toy for a child, right?
Right. They should look at what material it's made out of.
Yeah.
Is it, a solid, durable material that's not going to break right away and pieces break off that a little child could get in their mouth right away? And look at where is it made, because it should be labeled on the box where it's made.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's made in China, 9 times out of 10, it's going to have lead in the paint. And even if it's a wooden toy, if it's made in China, it's painted with paint with lead in it.
Mm-hmm.
They do make some wooden toys in China, too, so check where it's made.
Right, yeah. That's essential, right? Absolutely. And so we're looking for that. You want to check that out and make sure that, those are the sort of like the checklist for what to look for when purchasing toys. Are there signs in materials or packaging itself that can sort of help identify things for people so they know if a product might be perfect for the child or really not safe at all?
Well, sometimes it'll say on there contains non-toxic materials,
yeah.
Or it might say it contains or does not contain small parts, which, could be a choking hazard.
Mm-hmm.
And they should look for the age that the toy is made for so that it's age appropriate.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, age appropriate is something that is very, very essential. What's the age range for the toys that you have? Is there a specific age range, or is it covering quite a swath of years?
They cover all the way from infants, 18 months old or so, on up through even adults on some of the toys, and like the sleds and some of the games and that even adults play.
So it's a little of everything, huh? Tell us about
some of the
more popular toys on the site. And I invite folks right now, because I'm looking at the website and there's a lot of fantastic things here, www.all-americantoys.com. That's www.all-americantoys.com. Peruse the site, get familiar with it. It's easy. It's a tremendous site, and you'll find so many fabulous toys there that you've probably never even known exist, all made right here in America, and all handcrafted using the finest materials, made right here, in the States, and personally selected by Linda for the site for your purchase for your child or grandchild or nephew, niece. So take us through a couple of the types of toys that are on the site that just really people gravitate towards and that are very popular.
Well, they seem to like the puzzles, which are all wooden puzzles.
Yeah.
And I have just put a few more puzzles on that I didn't have on last week. The ABC blocks are very popular. And in the educational toys, I just put on some more of the memory tiles. In fact, I put it on a couple days ago and sold one already the next day that I had just put on.
That's fantastic.
I had just put on memory tiles with backyard birds, and one sold the next day. And
it was amazing, so, huh?
So those are the most popular, plus,
yeah,
of course, the stuffed animals.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And then, of course, you have other things there, too, that are not just the typical. You've got some very interesting and special toys in different categories that won't necessarily be found in some of the major retailers, right? Take us through some of those, some really special toys that you have.
Well, in the pretend play, there's a stage that they can use to, you know, do if they want to put on plays and that type of thing.
Yeah. That's always fun.
Yeah. And then in the games, there's different, like a beanbag toss, there's cornhole, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Even a collectible one for the adults.
That's right. You know, some of these
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Yes, yes. From my affiliation with PBS, we love that. That's it's like a replica, which is sensational. It's really an amazing sight, folks. Puzzles and miniature dollhouse furniture, ride-on toys, wooden ABC blocks, pretend play, wooden trains, educational toys, wooden vehicles, stuffed toys, kids' room decor, games, collectible toys, building and blocks and sets, just about everything. What I really like in the pretend play section that you just referenced, Linda, is so much of that is so realistic, like the dining room and Devin's ice box and Dakota's wooden kitchen and the country living refrigerator and Cat's cradle and the kitchens. I mean, really, the way they make these products, everything looks so so real and realistic, and that's what's great. And of course, the fun wooden train sets are great too, because I know it gives the child an opportunity to really get in hands-on, which is essential as the child is growing and developing. With the toys that you have at the website, they can be an engineer or maybe the conductor. It's really stretching the imagination and working with it. There's no limit, right? There's really no limit to a child's imagination. It's just that sometimes today, everything is done for the child. A lot of the toys, games, video games, whatever, all the kid has to do is press one button and the whole toy plays with itself and the kid watches.
Right, that's
the imagination is there. You know what I mean? The creativity. Yeah, right.
Right,
and
this
these
way
toys,
they are developing their imagination and their, like you said, and their creativity.
Very important. And you know, as an educator, you know, those are the formative years and you want to give the child as much ability and possibility to be able to create and imagine and vision, because that's something they're going to take to the rest of their lives.
That's right. And if you're thinking of, you know, the future, they develop their imagination and stuff when they're little, they may become the inventors of some very useful product when they grow up, because they've learned to use their imagination and think ahead and try to problem solve.
That's right, exactly. Ride-on toys are a lot of fun, too. Kids love ride-on toys, and you've got a wonderful selection for the toddlers and older children as well. Sleds and other ride-on toys, the Flying Turtle, and all kinds of great things. The Clyde Rocking Horse is sensational. The double kick sled, that is really, really a cool-looking item. The Flying Turtle, the Institutional Roller Racer, that's a lot of fun. I can see kids really loving that. Superior Institutional Quality Construction, a lot of fun. Rockefeller Rocking Horse, That Royal Flyer sled could easily be used in the snowstorm here today, that's for sure. And the wooden pole sled with the bamboo, the Bambino Superior, that's a cool, I mean, just the craftsmanship that you see. Again, the website, folks, as we're talking, is www.all-americantoys.com. Check it out. It's very interactive. You see featured products, the featured product selections, the pictures rotate and they change and they slide up, so you can see some of the featured products, new products added to the site all the time, customer picks. I mean, just all kinds of great information and very easy to shop. There's gift certificates. Any questions that you want are answered. Any frequently asked questions are answered. There's contact. If you have any questions, you can contact Linda directly. It's they're on Facebook. They're on Twitter. It's really a well-thought-out company process and website that I know you're blessed to have, because you're able to provide such a wonderful experience for the children and for the adults alike. And let's preview some of the things we started last week talking a little bit about, some of the new things on the horizon, some exciting things coming up. Is there a toy? Is there something that you're very excited about that you want to sort of tease the Close Up Talk Radio audience? Hey, coming, keep tuned to the website, because there's something exciting that's going to be happening soon, seasonally, or something you're working on with a vendor that you might have coming soon to the site for a selection?
Well, last week I had mentioned a game called Tic Tac Jump, and I did just get that put on, and that is a double award-winning game. The Creative Child magazine chose that for the 2012 Top Toy of the Year award and the 2012 Classic Game of the Year.
That's fantastic.
And that's a very inexpensive wooden game also. And I'm going to be having some, I had some regular puzzles, wooden puzzles. I'm going to be having some shape puzzles, one of them even an American flag shape jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some more of the wooden trains.
That is cool. More. Bring it on. We love it. It's folks, you will be a kid at heart when you go through the selection of goodies that are on the website as well. What's some of the feedback that you've, again, been getting from people who have gone to the website? And I'm sure they're saying things, too, like the ease of purchase. Take us through that process. Somebody goes to the website, they see an item, they click on it, they want to make a purchase. How long does it take for them to get it? How does that process work? I know it's very convenient. It's very easy. It's shipped directly to them in a relatively swift time. But take us through that process if somebody's going to go and make a purchase over the next day or so on the website. What happens?
Well, normally I put the order in within 24 hours, and most cases the companies can ship it out within 3 or 4 days. Some of the bigger items, like the kitchen plate items that you mentioned, they take a little longer because those are handmade, obviously, and because of their size and that, a lot of times they aren't made until the order is sent in. Hello?
Yeah. Yep, we got you.
I can hardly hear you.
Oh, you're disappearing. Can you hear us now?
We're losing our connection, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
I can barely hear you.
You might want to switch phones possibly then. How about that? Want to switch phones?
No, I can't hear you.
Could be the weather. Maybe the weather is doing something to the phone systems because we've got some snowstorm. But you can hear me now?
Just barely.
Really? Yeah, there's got to be something happening maybe to the phone system at the network possibly. But if you can hear me a little bit, just keep describing the site, some of the things that people can find on the site, and how they go about making a purchase.
If they want to purchase something, they click on their on checkout and then click on the, you know, the item that they want. And then they can make their purchase right from the website using any kind of credit card, and it goes through PayPal. And PayPal notifies me that they placed an order, and then I place it with the company. So it's, you know, when they want to place an order, it's a matter of 2-3 minutes, unless they want to buy lots of items.
That's great. That's terrific. So let's get back into the website again for people, because we hope they're following along. www.all and then hyphen or dash americantoys.com. It's where you'll find an incredible array of all kinds of great toys for all age kids. Again, the purpose being they're all custom made. They're all hand selected by Linda Gottwood, who's the owner and operator of AllAmericanToys.com. She is an educator with significant wealth of experience, cares about kids, love kids, you know, passionately. And she created a website here for the specific purpose of not only providing toys that are fun, that kids are going to be drawn to, and they're going to want to play with and imagine and create with for, you know, a long time to come, but also toys that are safe and durable, toys that really stand the test of time, toys that have a lot of extra little features, little moving parts, and all kinds of things that, you know, aren't necessarily well thought of or even included in a lot of today's quickly produced, mass-produced toys. And again, not just the toy that you sit and play with specifically, like we're talking about train sets and doll sets and things of that nature. They have an unbelievable collection of stuffed toys as well, kids' room decor, and also building and block sets of all kinds, where they can, you know, create almost like a little city. I used to do that when I was a kid. We always created all kinds of little villages and cities with whatever we could get our hands on. And puzzles galore, too. Some really, there's a Christmas jigsaw puzzle, wooden, that when put together shows Santa Claus's face. Amazing. That really is an amazing, amazing puzzle. It's beautiful. Easter greetings. You have Easter coming up. You should see, celebrate the Easter season with the classic puzzle, vintage 20-piece Easter greetings puzzle that sitts on a 10-inch wide by 8-inch high frame. 4th of July, Frosty, mini circle of fun. I love that little round table. A lot of cool things. Noah's Ark, too. A lot of good stuff, Linda. I guess that, can you hear us now?
Pardon?
Can you hear us, Linda?
Just barely.
So we've only got about, let's see here, only about 2 minutes. So I'm going to give out the website address and all of that. And the website, again, is www.all, that's A-L-L, dash, that's right, put in the dash, the hyphen, americantoys.com. You'll find a phenomenal array of product there. And also, in addition to that, if there's any questions that you have, she'd be more than happy, Linda Gopahut, the owner and operator, to answer those questions for you as well. Again, they're also they have available for you, too, allamericantoys@gmail.com. That's allamericantoys@gmail.com for any questions. Linda, it was a pleasure having you on the show. The weather getting in the way a little bit, but we welcome you back next week, Friday. You'll be back with us. Actually, no, Thursday, special broadcast, Thursday, March 14th at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time here live on Close Up Talk Radio. Linda Gopahut, thanks for joining us on the show today. Have a fabulous weekend, and we look forward to speaking with you next week. Take care now, Linda.
Thank you. Right. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well, and we'll direct a lot of traffic to the website at all-americantoys.com. com. Take care, Linda, and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Our special guest, Linda Gotwood of AllAmericanToys.com. Again, that's all-AmericanToys.com. This is Jim Masters for all of us here at Close Up Talk Radio. Thanks so much for spending this half hour with us. Don't forget to check out our show hourly because there are shows throughout the day and more shows coming up on Close Up Talk Radio today. Weekdays and weeknights and even some weekend broadcasts as well. And don't forget to friend our Facebook fan page, Close Up Talk Radio. For all of us here again, Jim Masters, thanks for being a part of our show today. You're listening to Close Up Talk Radio. There's nothing else like it. Take care.